Blog Talk Radio.
Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, I was wretched and as vile as could be. But my Savior in love gave me peace from above when he reached down his hand for me. When the Savior reached down for me, he had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or his son when he reached down his hand for me. When the Savior reached down for me, he had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or his son when he reached down his hand for me. Now my heart does rejoice when I hear his sweet voice. In the tempest to him I plead, there to lean on his arm, safe secure from all harm, 'cause he reached down his hand for me. When the Savior reached down for me, he had to reach way down for me. I was lost, so undone, without God or his son, when he reached down his hand for me. When he reached down his hand for me. When he reached down his hand for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's a blessing indeed to be on the broadcast. We want to welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, and we thank God for you tuning in on tonight. At this time, we're going to start off with a word of prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we humble ourselves before you and we call upon your holy name. Oh, my God, we ask that you would look down on us right now and have compassion on us, Lord. While we're praying, Lord Jesus, search our hearts, oh, God, and whatever is not right, whatever you're not pleased with, please, oh, God, forgive us and remove it from our hearts right now. While we're praying, Lord, we are asking you to stop by for just a little while and lay your hand upon us. Strengthen us, Lord, and encourage our hearts. We are asking you, Lord, to bless on this broadcast tonight
everyone who is listening in, oh God, let a special blessing come upon them. Oh Lord Jesus, bless each and every one with the blessing that they stand in need of, whatever it may be, Lord. I pray, God, that you will move and that you will work things out in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you will send your word on tonight. Let your word have free course. Oh, my Lord, let your word go out and let it reach somebody's heart in the name of Jesus. We know you have the power, can do everything, Lord. There is nothing too hard for you, oh God. We're depending on you right now, Lord, and we're looking unto you. Please, Lord, stop by here. Stop by, oh Lord Jesus. Visit us, oh my God. Let us know, Lord Jesus, that you're in our midst, oh God, and have your way, Lord Jesus. Work miracles, oh God, and do wonders in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God be revealed right now while we're on this broadcast, Lord. Let somebody's heart be touched. Oh, Lord Jesus, let the sick be healed in the name of Jesus. Let the weak say, I am strong, oh God. Oh, my Lord, do wonders, Lord Jesus. We are praying, Lord, for those who are on the prayer list right now. We are asking you, Lord, to remember them in a special way, Lord Jesus. Bless them abundantly. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver. Work out situations, Lord. Mend broken hearts, oh Lord God. Put the families that are torn apart back together in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, bring the backslider back home. We know you can do it, Lord Jesus. Touch their heart right now, Lord. Even that one that seems to be unreachable, we know you have the power to reach them. Oh my God, that heart that is broken, you have the power, Lord, to heal that broken heart, put all the pieces back together in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, we bless your holy name and we praise you, Lord Jesus, for what you've already done, for what you're about to do. And we are asking you, Lord, to please remember us, Lord, in a special way and take control, Lord. Have your way. Speak to us, Lord Jesus, and minister unto us the things that we stand in need of. And help us, Lord, to glorify your name. Help us to be obedient and to do all that you commanded us to do. Oh, blessed Savior, we thank you right now for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer tonight. Lord, we thank you for your touch. We thank you for the outpouring of your spirit. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the manifestation of your spirit upon us, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing and for restoration. We thank you, Lord God. We praise your holy name. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. And we are asking all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the blessed Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Praise be to God. Amen. We thank the Lord for prayer. And at this time, we also thank the Lord for the opening song. Praise God, a beautiful rendition of that song by Evangelist Khadija. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Khadija, who is our host for tonight. Amen. God bless Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. We thank God for all of those on the broadcast today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., is the pastor and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., our Vice President, is the Southern District Overseer and the pastor of Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. So on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who just led the opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
Amen. We also have Evangelist Glenda Diggs, who will be giving a testimony. God bless you, Evangelist Diggs.
God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So at this time, we are going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 16th number of Psalm. That's 1-6, 16th number of Psalm. And I'm going to start at the first verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. Soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt shew me the path of life, and thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." We thank God for the reading of his word. The 16th number is from the first throughout the 11th verses throughout its entirety. And at this time, we are going to ask if Evangelist Linda Diggs would give us her testimony, if she wants to sing a song or however, go however the way the Lord leads you to go, Evangelist Linda Diggs.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We honor the Lord tonight. Amen to everyone that's on the broadcast. Thank him, God, for his goodness and mercy. Amen. Thank God. God is a good God, amen, and he's worthy of every praise. Amen. I thank God, amen, for being a healer for both body and soul. Mm-hmm. Thank God for being a prayer answering God. Amen. I thank God, amen, and he has all power, all matter of sickness and disease. Mm-hmm. Amen. I just thank God, amen. Bible says in the time of trouble you can call upon him. While you're calling, he will yet answer. Amen. I thank God, amen, for the word of God, amen, knowing that the word of God is true. Amen. How the Lord began to come to my rescue, amen, last week.
Amen.
Wednesday morning, amen, I began to get a little lightheaded, a little dizzy in my head. Amen. And I began to say, Jesus, what's going on? Amen. And I sat down, amen. Everything leveled off, but I knew that was unusual, and it wasn't something that happened to me all the time or had happened before. So I began to get dressed, and said, I better get on up here to this hospital and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Amen. And my nephew began to come home, and he began to take me up there, and I got in. I told the lady, amen, what was going on with me, and she said, all right, and she began to call for the orderly, and they began to put me in a wheelchair and took me right on back to the emergency room. Amen. And they began to ask questions, and I began to tell them I just got lightheaded, and they would know the routine questions: are you lightheaded now? How you feeling? All this. And I was feeling fine at the time. I wasn't lightheaded anymore. Amen. They began to take my blood pressure, temperature, and all that, and began to tell me that your blood pressure is high. It's stroke high. Amen. Amen. And so I began to they began to ask different questions, and I began to answer them. Amen. And as they were asking me, questions, amen, I was talking to the Lord. I was answering them and talking to God at the same time.
All right.
Amen. And I had began to, on the way up, I had began to text different one of the saints, and just in short, I said, pray for me. Amen. And we got there, and they began to put me in the bed, on the bed, and take my temperature, and it's, hook me up, shot IV and stuff in my arms and stuff. Mm-hmm. Amen. But then I called my pastor, and amen, as I was talking to him, amen, the devil got mad, amen, and cut the phone off. And I couldn't hear him, but I had heard enough of the prayer that he
all
was
right.
praying
all
for
right.
him to say, in the name of Jesus. And that was enough there, right there, in the name of Jesus. You know, and he lost the call. Amen. But as he was, I knew he was trying to get back online, you know, so, but I was still believing God, amen, and I was
right.
still praying within myself. And then he called me back. He said, that devil's a lie. You don't want this prayer to go through.
All right.
He said, but, and he continued to pray the prayer. Amen. And I thank God, amen, that prayer works. I thank God for it. Amen. How he began to touch. Amen. How he began to lower it down gradually. Amen. But they wanted to keep me up for observation. And sure, I had to stay overnight. Amen. But through the night, amen, they'd be coming in and take blood and take your temperature and take your blood pressure, take your temperature. Y'all been there before. You know how it goes.
Yes.
Amen. But through it all, I was believing and trusting God.
Amen.
Amen. And then that Thursday, amen, they began to take it before and told me, say, we're going to let you go home today. Amen. And I said, thank the Lord. Amen.
Thank
and how God began to bring it down. Amen. And he did put me on some medication. Amen. And I will take the medication, but I'm taking it in the name of Jesus because I know, amen, that regardless of how many pills I take, God is the one that's going to do the work.
Amen.
Amen. I know that from experience because God said he's a healer, amen, for both body and soul. He said, I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee. And
yes.
With his stripes we are healed. Amen. I thank God for the doctors. I thank God for the wisdom that the Lord has given us. But my faith and my trust, amen, and my confidence is in the Lord. Amen. Because I know that God can do all things. There's nothing, amen, too hard for God. Amen. And he's yet bringing it on down lower and lower. Amen. I give God the glory. I thank God for the prayers. Amen. I just thank God. I feel good within my body. Amen. I feel good. Amen. Because I know God did the work. Amen. And I have never had a problem with blood pressure. I don't know what happened. I'm not even trying to figure it out. All I know is God did the work. Amen. That's all I need to know, that God did it. Amen. And I just thank God, amen, for the prayer of the saints. Amen. The Bible said, effects of fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. And I thank God that prayer still works. Amen. You're going through and you don't know what to do. The devil can intercede with your phone call. Well, you can't get through. You can call Jesus. He can't cut him off. Amen. He won't drop no call. Amen. You can call Jesus anytime. Amen. And he will answer your prayer. You don't have to worry about losing the signal. Amen. You don't have to worry about the line being busy because his line is always open. Amen. His ears are open until I cry. Amen. And I just thank God, amen, for hearing my cry. Thank God how he did work it out. Amen. I thank God. Amen. I wasn't worried. I wasn't upset or concerned because I had put it in God's hand.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lord, you made this body and you know how to fix it. I said, Lord, you healed me before and you can do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because you have not lost no power. Amen. And God can do whatever we need him to do. If you believe in him and you trust him and you call upon him, amen, God, he will answer your prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that from experience. Amen. God will do it. It's just whatever you're going through. You don't have to be high blood pressure, anything. You give it to the Lord. Amen. And God, he will work it out. Amen. And with his stripes, we are healed. Thank God for the doctors. Thank God for them. Amen. Nothing wrong with the doctor. Amen. Because we're on walk with Jesus. Amen. But I don't remember where he healed anybody. But Jesus did.
Amen.
I don't remember reading where Luke healed somebody. I don't remember reading where anybody went to Luke to pray for them. They went to Jesus.
Yes.
And Jesus did the work. Amen. And he's still doing the work. He has not lost no power. Amen. I just thank God, amen, for the space. Amen. I just thank God, amen, to reassure you, let you know, you can call on Jesus and he will answer prayer. Amen. He will come to your rescue. Amen. You just believe it. You will receive it. Amen. Because prayer works. Don't let nobody try to change your mind.
All right.
Have you doubted that prayer? I don't know. Prayer works. There's no, I don't know about prayer. Prayer is definite. Prayer is sure.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can rest assured that prayer works.
Yes,
amen. And I thank God, amen, that knowing prayer works. Because God is God and he has not changed.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible said a poor man cried, the Lord heard.
Go ahead. Yes, Lord.
Say about all his troubles.
Thank you,
yes. Jesus. Regardless of what your trouble or your problem or your issue, whatever it is,
Lord, thank
God
you.
Will deliver.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And I know that for a fact. I praise God tonight. I just thank God for all things. Thank God for his goodness, mercy toward me. Thank God for how he began to lay his hand upon me, how he did work a miracle in my life. Thank God for all things. Thank you for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he will do by faith. As you continue to pray my strength in the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. What a glorious testimony coming to Evangelist Linda Diggs. I tell you, I enjoyed that. She could have kept going. I was enjoying that. You know, she said that the doctor said it is at stroke high. So this, it could have been another way. This whole situation could have gone somewhere else. But like she said, she was believing and trusting in God. And I tell you, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for her coming on the show and sharing that. And hopefully has encouraged someone to believe and trust God. If he did it for her, he can do it for you too. There's nothing too hard for him. There's nothing too small, nothing too big. He's a miracle worker, and I give God the glory for the miracle that he's worked in her life. And like she said, she begins to text the saints, and she begins to trust, put her trust in the Lord. Not, you know, thanking God for the doctors and everything. They have their place, but Jesus, he's the healer. He's the one who went to the cross to heal for our healing. He's the one that was bruised and was beaten for us so that we may be healed. And I'm tell you, I'm grateful. I'm happy. I'm excited about what God is doing. Amen. We thank God for all that has been done. I don't know if I have time to sing another song, but we, you know, amen. Praise the Lord. Just sing a little portion of this song.
I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me, let it go. See, he has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. I'll bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless it holy name. Oh, he has done great things. The Lord, he's done great things. He has done great things, bless his holy name. And he has done marvelous things. He has done marvelous things.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all things, especially for that beautiful testimony that came through Evangelist Diggs and her willingness to tell it.
And at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen so that she can bring the word. So bring your minds in, prepare yourself, get pencil, paper, write things down, take it in. Because the next voice you will hear is the voice of that Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I tell you, I was truly enjoying this broadcast up to this point. And, you know, you all could have just kept on going on. Amen. Thank God for Evangelist Diggs for giving that glorious testimony. And we know of a truth that God is a healer. We are in the flesh and the body is going to be racked with the various diseases and ailments and everything else. But God is our healer. Amen. And we have to keep our trust in him. So I truly thank the Lord for what my ears have heard. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God once again for all of you who have tuned in on tonight for your prayers and for your support. Praise be to God. My soul is rejoicing. I am happy to be on the Lord's side. I'm happy to serve the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Because God has given us so many benefits. He loads us daily with benefits. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. God is everything we need. And I'm excited about what the Lord has done. And I am rejoicing and thanking the Lord for his healing power, for the miracles. Yeah. Amen. Because like was stated, it could have been another way around. But by the grace of God, the Lord has truly worked it out. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm thankful to the Lord for what he has done. And at this time, let us get our minds ready for the word of God, and let's focus on God's word. Praise the Lord. And I ask that you will pray along with me for the next ensuing minutes as we go to the word of God, and let us put our minds on the Lord for a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Oh, God, we come to you, Lord, asking that you will speak to our hearts, that you will minister unto us, oh, Lord God. We are not our own, Lord, but we've been bought with a price, and we belong to you. And we're asking you to please, Lord, minister unto us the things that we stand in need of, the spiritual, the natural, and all the things that we lack. Oh, God, we ask that you will bless abundantly, that you will speak, Lord Jesus, to that person or persons who are waiting to hear from you, Lord, waiting so patiently to get a word from you, Lord. And we ask that you will do this tonight. Let it be done according to your holy will. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us focus our attention on the word of God. And tonight I have a number of scriptures I would like to get to, and if it be the Lord's will, I'll try to cover these scriptures. But the first scripture is Leviticus, the 11th chapter, verse 44. The next scripture is 1 Peter, the 1st chapter, verses 15 through 17. Also, 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 3. Romans, 12th chapter, verses 1 through 8. 1 John, 3rd chapter, verses 2 through 3. And finally, Revelation, 4 through 11. Praise the Lord. Now, I believe I stated this before on the broadcast. The beautiful thing about this, if we don't get through all these scriptures, we can always pick it up and do part two, part three, and so yeah, on and so forth. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to start with Leviticus, the 11th chapter, beginning with verse 44, and the Bible reads, "For I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves
and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall ye defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. 1 Peter 1:15-17. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 2:1-3, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be, the Lord is gracious. 12:1-8, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that sheweth mercy, with cheerfulness. 1 John 3:2-3, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Revelation 4:1-11. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will shew thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings
and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him, sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. Praise the Lord. And this is just Bible, Bible, Bible. Amen. Yes. The scriptures speak for themselves. Praise the Lord. And if I were to use a topic for tonight, it would be learning how to live holy every day. And the theme to focus on would be, I want to be just like Jesus. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, God is holy God. And a lot of times we really don't look deeper into the real meaning and get an understanding of just what holiness is all about. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise be to God. Holy means to be perfectly pure and set apart for God's divine use. Glory, hallelujah. And I began to look up the Hebrew word for holy, which is Kodesh, Q-O-D-E-S-H. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it correctly, but it means our separateness. Amen. Praise be to God, to be set apart or separate from. Amen. And just thinking on how holy God is when he spoke to the children of Israel. In Leviticus, the 11th chapter, he said, For I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourself, and ye shall be holy. There's no choice about it. Amen. But God is ordering his people to sanctify themselves, clean themselves up. Amen. Rid themselves of all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, so that we can be holy like God is holy. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. So God is saying here that because he is the Lord our God, we therefore must sanctify ourselves, and we shall be holy, for he is holy. Thank you, Lord. And God does not want us to defile ourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, or even to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Praise be to God. So it's very important that we learn how to live holy. Songs all throughout the week begin to drop down in my heart. I'm learning how to live holy.
I'm learning how to live right. Oh, glory be to God. Because when I see Jesus, amen. Mm-hmm. And I know that when I see him, I'll see him as he is. And I want to be just like Jesus. I want to be holy just like him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And so the Lord is requiring us to be holy. Even if we have already professed to know the Lord, professed to be born again, we still are learning how to be holy. Glory be to God. And I believe the Apostle Peter, he began to speak saying, but it's he which has called you is holy. So be ye holy in all manner of conversation.
Yes.
So this is important that we examine every area of our lives. Some areas may be okay. Mm-hmm. And then there are some that really need a lot of work.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And how do we learn how to be holy? We go to the Word of God and we study that Word and we learn the ways of God. We learn his commandments. Praise the Lord, because Jesus, he extended an invitation to us to come unto him, all ye that labor. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And so every day we ought to learn of Jesus. He is holy, and we are required to be holy. Amen. Mm-hmm. People are moving away from true holiness. Praise
Amen.
God. They yes. have a watered-down version of yes, holiness.
Glory.
Amen. And they want to water it down even more. Praise
mm-hmm.
be to God. But God is so holy. Oh, glory
Amen.
Be to God.
Amen.
And the Lord began to just deal with me. And I thought about just how pure God is. And he's so pure that no man can look on him
right.
and live. Oh,
Amen.
He's just so pure and so holy. We can't even stand before him. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. But we have to learn how to be holy. And this is something we learn on a daily basis. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. The Lord will teach us how to be holy. If he requires it of us, you better believe he's going to teach us how. Because he's a God of love and compassion, and he
Amen.
Wants us to be holy. And if
yes.
he wants it for us, he's going to teach us. He's going to show us the way, because there will be no excuses accepted.
Amen.
No one can say, well, Lord, I just didn't know how to live holy. I didn't know this. No excuses, because
Amen.
God has already written it. It is written already.
Amen.
Praise be to God. The directions are there. Hallelujah. If you really want to be holy, you can follow God's lead. And he will lead you in the way he wants you to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we must remember that we were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver
right.
and gold and from this vain conversation, this worldly way that we had and that was passed down to us from our fathers, our parents, and all. But we were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. Oh, glory
mm-hmm.
to God, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. And he mm-hmm. didn't shed his blood in vain. Oh, praise the Lord. But he shed his blood to redeem the lost. He redeemed us with his blood. His blood is
Amen.
Precious. Oh, thank you, Lord
Jesus.
So
Amen.
Holy, it's so pure. Oh, glory to God. And when the Lord
thank
covered
you.
Us under his blood, when God looked down on us and we are covered under the blood of Jesus,
thank you, Jesus.
He will see the blood and he will pass over us. Oh,
thank
hallelujah.
You,
thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. He's a holy God.
Amen.
And we need that precious blood of Jesus. We
oh,
need
yes.
that covering. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. Because if God look on us and the blood is not there, it's
okay.
all over. We are done.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we have to work on ourselves. We have to go to the Lord. Let's get deeper into the word of God. As verse Peter 2 and 1 saying, wherefore laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings as newborn babes. We become as newborn babes. We ought to desire the sincere milk of the word, precious word of God, that milk that's going to give us the strength in our spirit.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God, to be able to fight against the temptation, not to yield to the
Amen.
Temptation or to become conformed to the Lord Jesus himself, to be just like Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. As we grow in grace.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We grow by the sincere milk of the word, and we need some more of that sincere milk of the word. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We don't outgrow the sincere milk of the word.
Mm-hmm.
We don't outgrow that. Hallelujah. Praise
That's
God.
Right.
That is very vital to our spiritual well-being, to our spiritual growth. Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't outgrow that. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. If you have tasted that God is gracious, amen, then continue to desire the sincere milk of the word so we can grow by it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Romans, Apostle Paul began to reach out to the church at Rome, and he began to beseech them by the mercies of God that they present their bodies a living sacrifice, holy, perfectly pure, and set apart for
yes.
God's use, holy, acceptable unto God. Thank you, Jesus. We have to be acceptable unto God. To become acceptable, we are learning how to live holy. We're learning how to live right. Oh, praise the Lord. Because one day we want to see Jesus in peace.
Yes.
And when we see him, we want to be just like him. To be loved. Now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, he's coming. He's on his way back. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Amen.
But we must be holy as the Lord has commanded us to be. We must
yes.
be cleaned up and sanctified on the inside and the outside.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. To
yes,
maintain
Lord.
This hope, I want to be just like Jesus. I
want
to see him as he is. And when he appears, I want to be just like him. I want to be caught up to meet him in the air. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
I want to hear Jesus say those words to me. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when I sin, I know that all of my troubles, all of my disappointments, all my sickness and ailments and everything else will be over. No more pain, no more suffering. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Won't have to worry about it anymore. No more coronavirus. No more diabetes. No more stroke. No more heartache. Oh, glory to God. No more heart attacks. But all of it will be over. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. God is so holy. And I thank God for how he dealt with me this week, how he let me grasp just a little glimpse of how holy and pure he is. And when I began to think about how holy and how pure God is, my soul began to just weep. He's so pure, we can't even stand before him. Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh,
yes,
thank
Lord.
You. Hallelujah. We have to be holy. We have to be holy. Praise be to my God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. There's no other way. We must be acceptable in his sight. Amen. It's important that we are acceptable, praise the Lord, because we have to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yes, Lord.
God's will is for us to be holy. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And just thinking on gifts gives us. We have to learn holiness in executing those gifts. Amen. As was outlined in Romans, the 12th chapter, Apostle Paul began to talk about the gifts in the 6th verse, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. The gifts that God gives us, they differ, and they are aligned with the grace that is given to us. If it's prophecy, God gives a certain level of grace to go along with that gift. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And as Apostle Paul explained, he said, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, holiness, to use these gifts that God has given to us. And it's according to the measure of grace that is given unto us.
Yes, Lord.
Or ministry. There are many different ministries and ways that God wants us to minister for him. Let us wait on our ministry. Amen. We can't do things so quickly and so rashly, but we have to learn to wait on our ministry, that God will be glorified in it, that God will show us the holiness of our ministry. Amen. This has to be done according to the will of God.
Yeah.
If God has given you the gift of teaching, you have to wait on that gift. Amen. And God will cultivate that gift. He will bring it out. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He will use you in a way that you never knew God would use you. Praise the Lord. Same thing if anyone is giving exhortations. You have to wait patiently on God to put the exhortations in order in the way that they should come out. Amen. Your delivery of the exhortation. Hallelujah. It's a gift.
Amen. Yes.
It's a gift that God gives. I mean, people can give exhortations, but there are those who are gifted and God is glorified in it because they have learned how to live holy. Amen. They have sought the Lord and allowed God to be glorified, to let God use them. When they open their mouth, they speak only what God has put in their mouth and nothing
All right.
else. Thank All you, right. Jesus. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. You don't have to do a whole lot of things just to give. Amen. But do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. To be a ruler, to be in charge, to have a leadership position, it must be done with diligence. Amen. It requires holiness. Thank you, Lord. Holiness. Learning how to live holy every day. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I tell you, God's word is so good. Amen. I could go on and on and on. Praise be to God, because there's so much in the word of God, and the word of God
Amen.
Is so deep and it's
yes.
filled with mystery and things that God will reveal, and he'll bring these things out as we go through them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God because God, he uses whomsoever he will, how he
yes.
wants to use them. And if you constantly put yourself in the presence of God, thank you, Lord, the more you stay in the presence of God, the more holy you become. If you remember Moses, he went up to
yes.
the mountain and he stayed in the presence of God so long until
yes.
when he came down off the mountain, he had this glow about him where the people couldn't even look on him.
Yes.
Can you imagine the holiness of God is so much greater than what God put on Moses.
Amen.
He had to cover his face because people were afraid to come to him, and they saw that glow on him, and they could not stand it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the holiness of God being so much more greater than that.
Amen.
Before you put yourself in the presence of the Lord, the more you take off all of these things down here, the anger, the whatever else, the evil speaking and the meanness and all the hatred and whatever else, and bickering and backbiting and all of that, when you put things away,
yes, God.
You place yourself in the presence of God to be holy like God.
Holy
yes. Oh, thank you, Lord. You can do what God wants you to do, and you can
Amen.
Do it well by the grace of God. Amen. But if you've tasted that God is gracious, desire the sincere milk of the word. Praise be to God, because I'm looking forward to standing before Almighty God, Holy God, the God where the four beasts never cease from saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and which is to come. The beasts, they never cease from glorifying God, because God is worthy always
Amen.
Of
yes,
glory and honor and power. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. I'm learning how to live holy.
Yes,
I want to be just like Jesus. Oh, praise be to God. I thank God for his precious word. Amen. And I hope that you have gained something from the word of God on tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. God's word is so good. And I would that I could express or get it out like I could feel it on the inside.
Yes.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus. But I thank the Lord for just blessing through his word. Praise
Amen.
God. And I just want to encourage you tonight to take the word of God in
and apply it to your own life and live by it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. See, God, he lives forever. And I can just reflect on the sound of hearing. Holy, 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 all day long and all night long, every day and every night. Oh, glory, glory, glory. God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. And so when the beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him, then the 24 elders, the 24 elders, they fall down before him. Oh, yes, Lord. And worship him, casting their crowns before the throne and also saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. That's why God made us, so that we can be holy, that we can serve him in the beauty of holiness, and for his pleasure,
amen,
were we created. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. Thank God for you and for your patience. And at this time, let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. Praise be to God. If you are desiring to be saved, if you desire to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, you're tired of living for the devil. You're tired of just being out in the world and doing all these things and falling into trouble and having all the things that are happening to you. Praise the Lord. And you want to make a change. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to dedicate your life to him. This is your night tonight. This is the night of salvation. You can repent in your heart right now and ask God to forgive you, and he will have mercy on you, and he will forgive. And he will blot out away your sins. Praise the Lord, because he is gracious. He's full of compassion. Praise the Lord. If there is someone who is backslidden on the Lord and desiring to return unto him, oh, praise God, I want you to know that our Redeemer lives and he is able to restore you. Praise be to God. His hands are outstretched and he's welcoming you to come on back. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. This is your opportunity to return to the Lord, to return to him and live a holy life, a life that is acceptable and pure before God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. To reserve a place in the kingdom of God, to be seated with him in his kingdom. Amen. Praise God. I believe that, oh, crying out to the Lord, saying, preserve me, oh God, for in thee do I put my trust.
Yes.
Will you put your trust in him? He will surely reserve you. Amen. And if you're sick in your body, if you have any ailment, any infirmity, any kind of disease, God is our healer. He is able to heal you and make you whole. Oh, thank you, Lord. All it takes is just a little bit of faith, just enough to believe. Amen. And God will do the work. And so let us now bring our minds in and let us focus on the Lord. Put aside everything, every distraction, every thought of anything else, but just think only on the Lord. His goodness and his mercy. Think about how much he loves you and how much he cares for you. Think about how he gave his son Jesus to die on the cross. Amen. And with the precious blood of Christ that was shed, how he did that to redeem you and to make you his own. Oh, hallelujah. Think about his healing power. Oh, glory to God. If you only trust him and
But if you believe right now, the Lord will stretch out his hand from heaven. Oh, yes, Lord, and lay his hand upon you. Glory to God, and he'll make you whole in this moment right now.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
Oh,
my God, we come to you as humble as we know how, asking you for forgiveness. Lord, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and to blot out our transgressions. Lord, we pray right now that you will save dying souls, deliver them from the hand of the enemy. Let sins be forgiven. Oh, my God, take away their sins right now.
Take away, Lord.
Lord Jesus, come into their heart and abide there in the name of Jesus. Send the Holy Ghost down, Lord. Let the Holy Ghost fill their souls. We know you're able to do it, Lord Jesus. That soul, Lord God, that's crying out, that one that faith is ready. Oh, my God, fill them with the Holy Ghost and use them for your service. We know you are able. You can do it right now while we're praying this prayer. We believe you, Lord Jesus. And, Lord God, we pray for the backsliders. Lord, we ask that you will remember them tonight, that you will stop by and see about them, Lord. Oh, God, give them the strength to return unto you. Help them, Lord God, to give up their ways, to turn away from the world and come to you, Lord. Oh, Lord, and we pray, God, that you will restore their souls, that you will clean them up, Lord God. Have mercy upon them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, help them to make it back home before it's too late. Please, Lord Jesus, give somebody another chance, for you are God of a second chance and many more chances. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your holy name.
You,
oh, God, we ask that you remember those who are sick in their bodies. Oh, plagued, oh, God, who are rat pain. We are praying for them right now, Lord, that you will touch, heal, and deliver. Oh, God, raise them up off the sick bed and make them whole right now. Give them a testimony that they may tell your goodness in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, cover them under your blood. If they committed any sin, Lord, let their sins be forgiven and take their sins away in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you will make us holy as you require. Help us, Lord, to be holy the way you want us to be. For you are requiring us to be holy. And, Lord, where we can't see which way to go or what to do, we ask you to take us by the hand and lead us every step of the way. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord.
Have mercy, Lord.
And have your way. Let your will be done. Remember those on the prayer list, Lord, those who requested prayer. We pray, God, that you will grant every prayer request, grant every petition, and let it be done according to your will in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, there are times when we have a petition. It may not be in your will, but sometimes we know that you have allowed it to be so in your permissive will. And, Lord, if it be your will or even your permissive will, we ask, God, that you will grant every prayer request. Let it be done, Lord, according as you see fit, in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we ask you to keep us and preserve us. Take us through, Lord Jesus.
Take us through, Jesus.
Remember our family members, Lord, one by one and name by name.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy.
Have mercy,
and
Jesus.
Work on our families.
Yes.
Help our families, Lord.
Help
them, Lord, those who are not saved, save in our family, God.
Please, Lord.
Oh, Lord Jesus, touch their hearts and their minds. Rebuke the enemy and bind his works.
Lord,
make them loose and whole right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're able, and we're depending on you. We're putting our trust in you, Lord. We're looking unto you, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes.
And Lord, we just want to take the time now and give you thanks. Oh, my Lord, we thank you. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for your touch. We thank you for the moving of your
spirit.
We thank you. Hallelujah.
Glory
to
the name of
God for the healing. Oh, God, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. We thank you for restoration. Oh, God, we thank you for the saving of souls. We thank you for filling souls with the Holy Ghost.
Thank
for
you,
adding them, Lord, to the sheepfold. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for a chance, an opportunity to minister for you. Oh, God, you're the one who opened the door. You're the one who made the way. And we know, God, that you are with us. And we thank you. We thank you for being patient with us, O Lord. We thank you for all that you've done and for what you continue to do. And we are praying, Lord, a special prayer for all the ministries that have been started, O God. And we ask that you will bless abundantly, that you will let these ministries grow and prosper. Let them expand, O God, and let the word of God go forth as never before, reaching all souls, even around the world, in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we pray for the bereaved families all around the world, asking for comfort and for consolation. Oh, Lord Jesus, we ask that you will please, oh, God, we need divine intervention over in India.
Yes.
Stop by, Lord Jesus.
Stop by, Lord.
Oh, God, go into the hospital. Go into the homes, Lord. Even out on the streets, oh, God. And heal those who are stricken. Oh, my Lord Jesus. Reverse this virus in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, have mercy. Please, Lord, have mercy and make everyone whole. Oh, God, in the other countries who are also, oh, Lord, we pray that you will stop by and see about them. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. We thank you for this prayer, God. Now, Lord, we ask you to please, oh, God, consider the unspoken request, that unspoken petition, the one that they're praying in their heart and not speaking out loud. You can hear it, Lord Jesus. You know exactly what they're desiring and what they're praying for. Lord, remember that tonight in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer, that you'll continue to bless us. We're asking all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God for prayer. We pray that you have been touched through this broadcast. Amen. And through the word of God. And we want to encourage you to continue in prayer. Continue to stay before God. Amen. Seeking the Lord, and he will surely reveal himself to you. And at this time, we're going to turn it over back into the hands of the host, and she can call for remarks and give announcements.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that anointed and inspiringly uplifting word of God. Surely someone is encouraged to seek the Lord after hearing that beautiful word, talking about learning how to live holy every day and saying, I want to be just like Jesus. And this is a believer's aspiration, you know, holiness, the sanctification. It's a part of our everyday, or it should be. You know, we abstain from the worldly lust or anything that could corrupt us. And as Evangelist Hameen said, you know, it's very important to live holy because one day we are going to see Jesus and we want to see him in peace. I just want to open up space. And if Evangelist Diggs would like to have remarks, you may do so at this time.
Rachel, we thank God for the beautiful message coming forth this afternoon. Amen. Holiness is the way. Amen. And that's what God requires of us, to be holy. Amen. And he would teach us how to live holy. Amen. If living a holy life is a beautiful life. Amen. And it will set you apart from the world. It's a happy life. Amen. And once you get a taste of the Lord, amen, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Once you get into it, you learn. Amen. And God teaches you day by day. Amen. There's no better way, no better life to live. Amen. But a holy life. Very beautiful message. Amen. And it's what God requires of all of us, to be holy. Amen. And it's a beautiful way to live. Amen. We thank God for the word. We thank God for Evangelist Hameen and Evangelist Hameen again. Amen. We encourage you to continue to do the work of the Lord. Amen. Continue to let the Lord have his way in your life. Amen. And just thank God, amen, for the holy life that he has given unto us. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those remarks coming through Evangelist Diggs. Thank God for her willingness. You know, it was last minute. She so willingly accepted and came on and gave her beautiful testimony and, again, those remarks. And we just want to thank everyone for tuning in. We thank God for the word again and for the prayer. If anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ranking service, title One School. One is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100@gmail.com. Again, that's prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, Title I School. And added to the prayer list is Leroy Smith and his wife. That is the brother of Sister Danita and the son of Elder Otis Smith. We also want to continue to pray for Lewis Marshall Jr., who has COVID. We want to continue to pray for Evangelist Linda Diggs, Tammy Ryan, Celeste Hall, Samuel Anderson, Minister Troy Johnson, Sister Sarah Corden, the Brief Kellum family, the Brief Caraway family, Sister Jackie Huff and her family in their time of loss, Janisha, Tanisha, and the Olive family, all the Brief families, and any I might not have mentioned, and those stricken with COVID and affected by it. Amen. And if you are looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbert's Hope Ministry is on. The phone number is 551-258-5271, and there is no access code with that number. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5391-55. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Hoges teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. Grace Temple hosts a 6 o'clock p.m. service on Sundays. Telephone service under the leadership of Elder Jerry Bennett. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. And if you would like to listen to new ministries, please go to our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. If you'd like to be added to the prayer list, you can leave a petition or your name or someone else's name in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. And if you'd like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. You may also text us at 410-209-7503. Again, that phone number is 410-209-7503. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. I want to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Jerushila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for our host on tonight, Evangelist Khadija. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for her always doing such a beautiful job. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Evangelist Diggs. Once again, thank God for you, Evangelist Diggs, being online with us on the podcast. But praise the Lord. Just always happy to have you on and enjoying your testimonies. Enjoying
the Lord
preaching and everything else. Amen. Praise God. We do thank God for Evangelist May, who is listening on tonight.
Yes.
Not able to be on the broadcast with us tonight, but we know that she is rejoicing and praying along with us. Amen. We thank God for you, Evangelist May. Praise the Lord. We do thank God for all of our listeners. Thank God for you. Want you to know that we are yet praying for you. We truly thank God for you, and we also thank God for you praying for us and supporting us. Praise the Lord. And before we close the broadcast, I just want to share with you that all week long, I've been this message has pretty much been in my heart, and that song about learning how to live holy, I was singing that song in the house, praise the Lord, and I had thought that I would sing it on here tonight, amen. But, I'm not going to tell anybody I can't sing. I'm not going to say that. You know why? Because the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. So we are required to come before his presence with singing. Amen. It doesn't have to sound just like someone else, praise the Lord. But when you come before him with singing, glory to God. I believe God takes great delight in us coming before him, singing before him. Amen. Making a joyful noise, serving him with gladness. Praise the Lord. So if I sing and I'm not on key, praise the Lord, I'm singing unto the Lord. Glory to God, regardless of how it sounds. But I would like to try to sing a little tiny portion of that song. Amen. So pray along with me. Now, I know they say I've learned how to live holy, but I'm learning. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I'm learning how to live holy every day. I'm learning how to live right. I'm learning how to suffer for if I suffer, I'll gain eternal life. I'm learning how to live holy every day. I'm learning how to live right. I'm learning how to suffer, for if I suffer, I'll gain eternal life. When I see Jesus, when I see the man who died for me, the man who made me free, amen. All of my troubles, all of my disappointments, all of my sorrows will be over, over,
over when I see Jesus. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord. Thank God for this broadcast on this evening. We look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30, if it be the Lord's will. And I know that's the Mother's Day. Many people might be very busy, but if you have some free time, we invite you to join us on the broadcast, if it be the Lord's will. God bless you. We love you, and we thank God for you. God bless you, Evangelist Khadija.
God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist Figgs.
God bless you.
And this concludes the broadcast for this evening.